Welcome to Monday Morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're a sports fan, you got to be pumped up. The Riders with a win. I know we can talk about it wasn't the best game, and there was a big lull between the way they opened the game and the way they finished the game. It was a win. It was a win. We've got guaranteed a home playoff spot. We still have more to play for sure, but bumped our record up to 11-4, still best in the CFL, broke that two-game losing streak. I have nothing. I'm going to be positive, unless we talk about the kicking situation. But that's we'll maybe get into that a little bit later on this morning. And by the way, if you're a Jays fan... You know it's a good game when you can't even hear the announcer over the crowd. Wow. Vladdy with the grand slam yesterday. Two decisive wins for the Blue Jays on the weekend. A commanding 2-0 lead over the New York Yankees. Not a slouch team there either. Back in action tomorrow night. So, yeah, definitely from a sports perspective, great weekend. Well, we are following a ton of stories that are developing this week. In fact, tomorrow is going to be an important day, and we've got lots to think about and talk about leading up to that. Mark Carney in Washington to meet with Donald Trump. The sentencing possibly coming down tomorrow. Tamara Leach and Chris Barber and the whole truckers convoy situation. And tomorrow marks 2 years since Hamas attacked Israel. That war, of course, has raged on since. Right now, there is a peace deal on the table. Will it get signed? They're meeting today to discuss that. So we'll be following those stories and open lines at 9 o'clock. Lots to talk about there. Monday brings us the Roundtable of Justice. Today, a topic that's always a discussion, the danger that is impaired driving. It costs lives. It wrecks lives. It causes a loss of property and jobs, a big cost to society. We're bringing in a couple of police investigators, and we will also open up the phone lines and have a discussion on impaired driving at 10 o'clock. We're going to dig into the film industry today. One person here in the province with a recent submission to the Regina International Film Festival and a Regina professional who's making waves on the world stage now with her commercial productions. Impressive. ESPN working with WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Look forward to that conversation coming up. And we kick off Fire Prevention Week. Our friend Lane Jackson, Chief of Fire and Protective Services, will swing by the program. Tips on fire safety. And the tips on fire safety, if you think about what we used to talk about with regard to fire safety, they have changed a little bit. And as you will hear later in the show, we are dealing with a lot of battery fires. So people charging their phone while it's tucked under their pillow. Even fires in the garage, whether it's electric vehicles, scooters. We've had some battery fires in the province, and Chief Lane Jackson will talk with us a little bit about that. Okay, we got a full show. We've established that. Lots to talk about. We've established that. So let's get going with our Monday morning coffee.
Coffee drinker, huh?
Maybe we could grab some coffee?
I'd love a fresh cup of coffee.
Here, drink this cup.
Coffee.
Step into the Evan Bray Cafe. This is Monday morning coffee.
On this program, we have chatted a lot about the Regina Exhibition Association Limited, or REAL, and the REAL District. The financial situation over the last couple of years has not been good. Governance, remember, we had seen council step in this past year. We saw, as a result of that, a whole new board, a transition to trying to get things back on track, and a newly appointed CEO who, up until right now, has never been on our program, but we are very proud to have this morning the CEO of the Regina Exhibition Associated Limited, otherwise known as REAL, Mr. Rick Bennett, joins us. And Rick, what better way to join the show than join us for a coffee on a Monday morning?
Oh, it's superb, Evan. It's a great day in Regina, and thrilled to call Regina home. We're really excited.
On that note, congrats on the new role. You've been here for, what, about 3 months now, or just over 3 months? How are things going for you?
Well, the boots have been under the desk for 3 months, lots of miles walked across the district, and just genuinely pleased to call Regina home.
Give us a bit of a rundown. You've worked a few different places, and you've been actually on a few different continents. What has been your history that's led you to this role with REAL?
that's exactly right. You know, the professional journey has been fantastic, and I've been really fortunate to bring a lot of those experiences around the globe here. I think I got to share with you delivering hotel services in both polar continents, far to the north and far to the south. But the hospitality journey and hotels have been found right across Canada, significant time in Australia, New Zealand, and also time in London and South America. You know, think of some iconic places like Argentina, Peru, as well as Chile. And it's always been delivering exceptional services, hospitality, sports and entertainment venues.
So what attracted you to Regina? Of all places, of all the places you've been, what was it that excited you about this opportunity?
Well, the biggest thing is this is not a maintainer role. And I think if the city desired, if the board desired a maintainer, I'm not the guy for the role. This is about transformation, you know, reimagining what can be done here. So stepping into this role is, I see it both as a privilege and also an opportunity to help shape the next chapter of this community. And that really stands at attention, and that's something that's exciting to be part of. You know, candidly, we also enjoy a community of this size. We've lived in metropolitan cities, and there's something to be gained with a tight-knit community and great neighbors around you.
Rick Bennett is my guest, president, CEO of the Regina Exhibition Association, otherwise known as REAL. So you did an interview with our news team where you talked about financial sustainability, a major goal of yours. I also know that MNP did a report saying that basically REAL needs to increase revenues by, what, 30 or 40%? Is that possible, Rick?
Yeah, you've hit it on the head of the nail here. So in the first few weeks, Evan, that I've had the boots under the desk and meeting the team, and we have a big team here and a really engaged board. It's been about listening to the staff, to our partners, the Pats, the riders, and the community to understand what's working and where we can grow. And what's really evident is that we have a number of empty days, dark days, as we call them in the industry across the district. And I'm confident that we can pivot and activate the district to a higher level. You know, a great starting point is we all want that concert in Mosaic Stadium. So that is possible. Is it going to happen this next year in entirety? No, Evan, this is a journey that's going to take some time to get there, to be cash flow positive and to be fully financially sustainable, if that's the model the city deems is appropriate.
I know you've talked about that path to sustainability. I saw an interview you did. You're talking about creating 24-hour programming, for example, fixing aging infrastructure, which is not a flashy thing, but it's such an important thing if we want to keep these programs and bring and attract events. So what is the strategy? How do you move on those goals, Rick?
Well, great point. So let's just touch upon the deferred capital. We're sitting well over $50 million in deferred capital across the district. This year, the district, we put in about $1 million in capital into a lot of items that the customer won't necessarily touch or feel, but, you know, is critical to running the Cooperators Center, the Brand Center. So we got a little bit out there. How we activate it, I think importantly, private sector has to be part of that journey. You know, the transition at YQR Distillery into a future small venue entertainment center, through new ownership group is a great example of what can be done. But we're more than venues. You know, we're an economic engine and a gathering place for concerts, to agriculture, to sports. And so what we do generates more revenue well beyond the doors of the district. Think hotels, think restaurants, think airport.
Can you take us on a bit of a journey if you look into your crystal ball, because I'm sure you've got one sitting on the corner of your desk. What does the REAL district look like in, let's say, a decade from now?
Wow, in a decade from now. So let's break it into a couple chunks, because that's the way we're looking at it. Today is really about restoring trust, you know, stabilize those finances, reignite belief in REAL and reimagine what REAL could be. So now let's fast forward a bit. You know, if we're successful, there's likely a new entertainment center across the district. The Brand Center is end of life and we need an alternative, and that needs to be addressed to be part of, you know, reinvigorating the overall district. Likely there's a hotel here. You know, likely there's greenways, pathways that interconnect us to more of the city. And these may be actions or ideas, visioning that's come up in the past, but now is the pivotal point to act upon it so that we can generate more revenue and we can hit that financial sustainability, which again, Evan, this is going to be a multi-year journey to get there. And I'd like to say, yes, more concerts, more live entertainment in the stadium. That's an absolute must.
Are we big enough to draw concerts to Regina? I know this is kind of the age-old conversation, and as Saskatoon is looking at building a new downtown event center and entertainment district, they're talking about the size of stadium, and you don't want to outsize the stadium to the market, but you also want to be able to draw the right caliber of talent. So how do you reconcile all of that as you think towards the future?
That's a big conundrum, big word to describe it as well. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a couple thoughts. We can have our piece of the pie. There's touring acts out there, although they're limited, more limited than in years past. We can have a piece of the activity that's unfolding right now. In terms of venue size, the challenge we're faced with a little bit is those touring acts are looking for big venues, you know, the 50,000 seat plus, because it's more, you know, it's more profitable. But again, there's acts that are really well suited for who we are and what we can do. We're negotiating hard right now on one for 2026. We're really optimistic about it. And for us, that's putting the stake in the ground to say we're here, we can produce well, and lever up that success to go chase more in the future. But you, no question, we're a mid-market size venue and our population's much smaller than Calgary, Edmonton, or Winnipeg. And that influences the acts that will come here.
Rick Bennett is my guest, president and CEO of Regina Exhibition Association Limited. So you just hinted at you're working on some big concerts. Is there anything on the horizon you can talk about or give us more details on?
Oh, Evan, it's a daily conversation here in our office. So I would dearly love to say, here's the act and here's the date, but we're going to have to sit tight a little bit longer, you know, to make that those opportunities come alive. But we're working incredibly hard to bring them alive. You know, the other part I'll point out about Real District is that you touched upon MMP earlier in the report. We don't need another report. You know, we need results that matter, and that's where we're putting our effort in. The new executive team, the new board, we're talking results, we're talking performance, and we're talking revenue generation. And that's critically important for us.
You know, I wanted to mention to you, I'd be remiss if I didn't. We just held an event called Uncover the Cure, our radio station sponsors. It's a prostate cancer awareness and fundraiser. And your executive chef from Real, one of the chefs that was there, Chef Shaminda, he just incredible talent, that fella.
Absolutely outstanding. Was that a superb event? You know, the strength of our hospitality team here, and I got to give a big shout out to our strategic partner called Levy Restaurants, you know, internationally famed, global reach. We have the best hospitality company in the world working with us. So yeah, absolutely. Our executive chef hits it out of the park on every occasion. And I think that's a big selling point for us as well. When people say, hey, I want to come to the district, tell me about your food world. We've got the best.
For sure. Okay, we've got literally under a minute left, so I'm going to ask you, what should you start doing at Real? What should you stop doing at Real? And what do you need to keep doing at Real? In 1 minute, can you answer that question, Rick?
Yeah, we're going to stop generating more reports. We need more results. We're going to continue on that journey, and we're at the intersection of can and do. So, you know, we're ready to prove it. That's the part that we're going to continue doing. And we're going to give the city and our community and our users reasons to feel confident in the direction we're going. I'm thrilled with the potential that's out there. And, you know, I'm really glad to be part of the community.
Good stuff. This has been a great chat. Thanks for the first of hopefully a few appearances on this program.
Let's do it, Evan. Appreciate it.
Rick Bennett is the president and CEO of the Regina Exhibition Association Limited, or REAL, in Regina. They really are striving to get themselves back on their feet. It seems like there's been a few stumbles over the last couple of years. I, yesterday, at Prairieland Park in Saskatoon, saw what a strong, vibrant Prairieland Park looks like, and no doubt Real would love to get to that point. They had a number of different events on. They had a sports card and collectible show. They had some sort of a rock and gem show. They had Oktoberfest going on. The parking lot absolutely packed with three different events happening at one time. So I think that's going to be what Regina is going to strive for, get the real district up and running, get some financial stability there, and try and attract numerous events that will fill the multiple buildings on the grounds there. Thanks again to Rick Bennett for joining us here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks to Rick Bennett from Real District in Regina for the check-in this morning. We look forward to more continued discussions with him, and hopefully seeing great events coming into Real District, into the Regina area. Lots of people watching with interest to see what concerts perhaps could be attracted into the area with this new direction from the board and from the new CEO. Okay, green and white prognostication winner. Yep, we've got it picked, and we will be making that announcement just after nine as we head into open phones. Lots to talk about today. Stick around here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.